In Downton Abbey, he wooed Lady Mary. In the Marvel series Legion, he had psychic superpowers. British actor Dan Stevens has got range. Now he's starring in a German romantic comedy. It's called I'm Your Man. Critic Bob Mondello says that speaking German isn't the only thing that makes Stevens click with the object of his affection.
Alma is an archaeologist, scientific in her approach, and as played by Maren Eggert, skeptical by nature.
Hello, Alma. Ich bin Tom.
But even by her own standards, Alma's asking the handsome guy played by Dan Stevens some pretty odd questions for a first date. What are the sixth and seventh lines of his favorite poem?
Sechste und siebte Zeile.
Without batting an eye, he recites them. What's the second to last letter of that poem?
Vorletzter Buchstabe des Gedichtes.
A.
He also does a really complicated math problem when she poses that. And then, utterly unflappable, he smiles and suggests they head for the dance floor.
Wunder.
Where he's pretty dashing with the dips and the spins, until...
Ich bin...
He has a glitch. This date is more of a test drive. Tom is an android, and Alma has agreed, somewhat reluctantly, to try him out for a few weeks as his precision-tooled algorithm gets better at meeting her every requirement of the perfect man. As Alma resists, Tom will adapt. When she rejects a romantic brunch he cooks in the morning, he'll try rose petals, candles, wine, and a bubble bath in the evening. 93% of German women dream of this, he tells her.
Das ist etwas, wovon 93% der deutschen Frauen.
Guess what percent I'm in, she responds.
Vielleicht selber drauf, zu welcher Gruppe ich gehöre.
Zu den 7%?
These are pretty typical rom-com implications, and the film works on that level. But filmmaker Maria Schrader is also interested in what the meeting of our every requirement for the perfect partner might mean for society. If perfection in a mate can be manufactured, why would anyone bother interacting with actual humans? Alma can accidentally leave Tom out in the pouring rain, for instance, and though she apologizes profusely when she comes back, he didn't mind.
Kein Problem.
Anyone who's ever inadvertently said thanks to Siri will understand the weirdness here. Alma, whose name in Spanish means soul, isn't just any test driver. Her job is to judge whether ethics apply to artificially intelligent, but nonetheless intelligent, beings like Tom. Should they be allowed to marry, work, get passports? Filmmaker Schrader rather likes to pose philosophical, relational, and artificial intelligentsical questions, which may set you to asking a few, like, what Hollywood algorithm determines the number of nanoseconds before I'm Your Man gets remade in English? And more to the point, do androids dream of romantic dinners? I'm Bob Mondello.